Psalm 40, Psalm 8, verse 4 through 8. Listen. What is man that thou mindful of him? Son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Notice what he did for the man. He crowned him with what? Glory and honor. Thou makest him to have dominion. Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. How many? I hope you're listening today. Because I'm about to make a statement. Huh? All sheep, he goes on to name them. All sheep and ox, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the what? Paths of the sea. God wanted to be clear. To you. So when Satan come around talking loud, threatening you, telling you what he's going to do, we got to be like David. We got to speak up and tell him what we're going to do. Now we're going to take your head off, boy, and feed your carcass to the buzzard. Because I know who is my God. And you don't have the grits to try to defy my God that lives on the inside of me. And I'm not one bit afraid of you. Here's this giant. One measure him is 9 feet and 11 inches tall by one scale. And the other one measured him 11 feet 9 by another scale. They had two different scales they measured by back in those days. And here's David, little shepherd boy. He's telling him, no, I'm going to take your head off. You know, I told you about and his Goliath with all his armor on, had his man carrying his shield. He had, you read it. He was carrying, he had a man carrying his shield. And this is what they said. David had a staff. Here's David coming with a staff. He just picked him up 5 smooth stones, put him in his shepherd bag. And when he saw David, he laughed at him. Said, what do y'all mean to defy my God? Send this little boy out here. I'm going to feed his little butt to the buzzard. Who do you think then disgraced me? Here I am, a man of war. Been a man of war from my youth up, and you sending this little boy out here. So when he saw David, he started cursing David. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
And he had his armor on. They said, how in the world did that stone sink into his head? You got to remember, with God, all things are possible. And so when he saw him, he mocked David. And this armor, you know, this armor hat, it had a thing you could lift it up and look out of it, you know. It had fastened on both sides, and it would repel back and forth, you know, flop over, you know. And he threw his head back and said, ha, 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 that stone hit him. Isn't that God? Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? He thought he was going to have a field day with David. But David ran to him. And took and stood upon him. Not just stood by him. He stood upon him. Didn't have a sword. Took his own sword. And cut his head off. And David walking around. And then took his armor and put it in his own tent. If you read it. And they began to sing and say, David, Saul killed his 1,000. David killed his 10. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they began to shout the victory. What are we saying? God has brought restoration to his people. Yes, let's finish it up. Let me show you what he did for you and me. Psalm 115, are you there? Psalm 115, verse 11. You that fear the Lord, how many people in here that we have that fear the Lord? You fear God. Do you really fear God? Do you really fear him? Ye that fear the Lord, ye that fear, that word fear there means ye that reverence God. Do you highly honor him, reverence him? Trust in the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And that's what he was to David. He was his help and his shield. All right. Amen. And the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Both small and great. Who would that include? Both small and great. He'll bless everybody. I don't care if you're a small child. I don't care if you're a person that have great possession. He'll bless you. Well, that's what he was saying then. But we're going to see in a minute that we already blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Both small and great. Verse 14, the Lord shall increase you. The Lord shall increase you. How? More and more. Y'all got to get it. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Hallelujah. We don't raise little straggling children up. All bound up in drugs and addiction and all kind of works of evil. No, 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 no. The Lord is the God of our salvation. The Lord is the one that we honor and respect. The Lord is the one that we praise and we worship. The Lord is the one that we have surrendered our lives to. And because we have, the Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord. Say, I'm blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am blessed of the Lord, which made what? He made this heaven and he made the earth. The devil ain't made nothing. All he caused is some trouble. He's the God of this world of darkness that many have been deceived by. But the light is coming on in many dark places. Hallelujah.